local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number two, Abby Thursday. It's Joe and Austin with you for the next 50 minutes, getting you caught up with a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. It's November 30th. It is the last day of the month. December 1st, tomorrow, hurricane season is officially behind us, folks. So that is some good news, and we'll have plenty more of that coming up later on this hour. 510 here. Our text line is always open at 850-437-1620. And the traffic line, if you need to call something in, please do so at 850-2626-111. We'll start off with our top three stories, very heavily focused on the latest in Israel tonight, as Israel and Hamas are releasing more hostages and detainees after extending the temporary ceasefire at least another day. Two more Israeli hostages have been released so far, and Israeli Defense Forces say more are expected to be released at some point later on. Israel will also release more Palestinian detainees from their prisons. Meanwhile, the U.S. is pushing again for the extension of the pause in the fighting. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby addressing that at the White House today.
No nation should have to stand for what Israel had to experience on the 7th of October.
Kirby says more than 100 hostages held by Hamas have been released since the ceasefire went into effect last week. And according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Israel must lay out a plan to better protect Palestinian civilians when it does resume military operations. Blinken says he met with Israeli and Palestinian authorities during a trip to the Middle East. He adds that the U.S. is pushing for an extension on the humanitarian pauses to get the remaining hostages out of Gaza and aid for civilians in. Taking a look at some of our local headlines, I thought a pretty interesting one there on Channel 3 News at 4 involving State Senator Doug Broxson, who says that fire service taxes are out of whack in Santa Rosa County, and it's something that he wants to address.
We have homeowners that are paying $7,000 a year or more for fire service. We have the same value of home in a different part of the county that would pay less than $500. So we wanted to even that out and say, let's have a fair system for everyone.
Yeah, so currently the fire service tax can vary depending on assessed values, fees, or square footage of a home. Broxson tells Channel 3 that he's proposing a flat rate fire service tax, which would see everybody pay $250. Santa Rosa Sheriff deputies reportedly found dead dogs when they arrived at a Milton home responding to a suicide call earlier this month. According to Channel 3, that happened on November 16th at Willow Tree Apartments, 30-year-old Caleb Phillips was arrested and charged with two counts of animal cruelty, and he remains jailed on a $15,000 bond. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says that the department is still on track for a mid-December launch of their ShotSpotter sensors. Wood says it's taken a while because they have to make arrangements with property owners to install many of the sensors. He says they've been contacted by several people wondering if requests to install the sensors are actually coming from the department.
Which is a legitimate concern, and I contact them back and say, yes, they are legitimate, and explain to them what they're doing. So we're still on schedule for a December launch of the ShotSpotter system.
Yeah, so earlier this month, the sheriff's office confirmed that they had their 3 miles of ShotSpotter sensors installed already and in operation for a couple of weeks. Ultimately, both the city and county systems will be tied into a real-time crime center at the sheriff's office, and they'll also incorporate video feeds to gather information about possible suspects as well. A couple more local stories right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. So, yes, there's a lot to actually get into with Pensacola here and the surrounding areas. If you are on Barrancas Avenue going over Bayou Chico Bridge, Expect some congestion there. We're seeing some backups after an accident was previously reported. Also, where New Warrington Road and Navy Boulevard connect, we're seeing some congestion there as well. And then some of the usual suspects, the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road is giving us some issues. Pine Forest heading both north and especially south, bound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road. That's giving us some issues as well. And Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street and North Davis Highway traveling just past Creighton Road northbound, trying to get onto I-10. That's going to give you some issues also. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, still trying to get over Blackwater River into downtown Milton. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, expect some hiccups there.
Heavy rainfall and even the chance for a few strong storms. That's what we have on tap as we head through Friday and Saturday here for Northwest Florida. The rain showers and thunderstorms will begin through the late morning and early afternoon on Friday, picking up as we head overnight into Saturday morning. So Friday evening through Saturday morning is the time to stay weather aware. We could see some damaging wind gusts, and some of the thunderstorms could drop a couple inches of rain too, clearing up late into Saturday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Yep, rain. As for tonight, 50% chance of showers, otherwise cloudy. 59 for the low, and that's where we're at right now. 73 the high Friday, 73 Saturday, and around 70 degrees on Sunday. State Attorney's Office today says a Pensacola man will spend the next 15 years in prison after what is his 16th felony conviction. 44-year-old Bunny Brown was arrested in May of last year following a high-speed chase and was found guilty of fleeing and eluding law enforcement officers. Prosecutors say Brown was driving over 65 miles an hour through residential neighborhoods. Prior felony convictions include kidnapping, aggravated assault, and drug possession as well. Also, text messages sent by County Commissioner Jeff Bragosh have caused some concern about whether a possible Sunshine Law violation occurred. We talked about this yesterday. PNJ report of messages between Bragosh and David Baer, who's CEO of the Lewis Baer Company, appear to show Bragosh asking Baer to talk to fellow commissioners Lumen May and Stephen Berry about a plan to redistrict Perdido into his district back in 2021. This morning, we asked County Administrator Wes Marino his thoughts on the matter.
It's a distraction. It's a frustration, but it is what it is. But we're going to continue to put out good work. We're going to continue to serve the citizens and do all the good things that we do every day, day in and day out.
And as far as the report itself, Bragosh on his blog calling it a hatchet piece, saying the county is involved in a lawsuit over the records, which he claims were stolen. Jonathan Owens previously said they were left on his desk by an anonymous whistleblower. Just before we take a quick commercial break, Texter says an accident on west side of Bayou Chico Bridge on Barrancas. I don't know if that's something that you hit. I think you said that first.
That was the first thing I mentioned because I had seen it right away.
Okay, very good. So, thank you for the text. Keep those coming in. Of course, if we miss something out there, you guys are definitely our eyes on the roads. 850-437-1620. Quick break. We're back with state and national headlines on Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Lasting strength for life is found in deep and sincere study of the Word of God. Specifically, if you're seeking strength for life, I challenge you to study the Gospel of John. The book's thesis explains that it has two main objectives. First, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And second, that believing ye might have life through his name. The 21 chapters set out to prove that Jesus was the Christ that the Old Testament prophesied about. And secondly, the Gospel of John offers eternal life in heaven through Jesus. Lasting strength for life starts and ends with belief in Jesus. So take time to read the Gospel according to John. You may be eternally glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, what fun it is to ride. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Who's this? Do we know who this is?
Lisa Loeb. That ring a bell to you?
No, doesn't.
Lisa Loeb? I don't know how you pronounce right. that. It's L-O-E-B.
Never heard that one. Never heard that rendition. All right, very good. 522 here, Pensacola right now on a Thursday, one day closer to the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Going to be rainy, cloudy, windy. Not exactly ideal for my big birthday celebration on Sunday, but
I forgot. I think you mentioned that.
Yeah. I will continue to mention it so you don't forget.
Thank you.
5:23. We'll get a couple state headlines in before another check of the roads and weather. Pretty busy out there this afternoon.
Yes.
Of course, it is the debate tonight. Not a Republican presidential debate, but a debate between red state and blue state, Florida and California, DeSantis and Newsom. It's going to be on 8 o'clock Central Time on Fox News Channel. Sean Hannity is the moderator. And if you're like me, where you're like, okay, well, that's a cool story, bro, but, you know, whatever, who cares? Well, maybe I could tempt you with a way to make it a bit more fun and interactive. The LA Times has put together bingo cards to use for it. Four cards to choose from. Each square has a word or phrase that'll likely be used during the debate, such as woke, homeless, Trump, and phrases like smash and grab. 2020 election results and January 6th. Those will all get you closer to bingo. I feel like Trump should be the free space.
Yeah. Well, it's especially considering that DeSantis, considering he's running against Trump in the Republican hunt, it does make sense that, you know, DeSantis is going to mention him too, because Trump is an enemy of both DeSantis and Newsom. Party-wise for Newsom, but
sure.
Presidential-wise for DeSantis.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I think there was a lot more excitement when this was kind of first announced and when he and Newsom were going after each other on Twitter. But now it's kind of like, all right, I guess we're still doing this, that sort of thing.
It's getting painfully predictable, hence the bingo cards with all these buzzwords that they got here.
Yeah, so that's, again, 8 o'clock Central Time. If you can't watch it, you can listen to it right here on News Radio 92.3 on the phone app News Radio Pensacola as well. More state headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. Looking at traffic in Pensacola, as Joe hinted at, it is there's a lot to go off of here. If you are on Barrancas Avenue going over Bayou Chico Bridge, there was an accident reported there earlier that is causing a lot of congestion still. Also, if you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, we're still seeing some hiccups there. We have been so far this evening. And speaking of usual offenders, Pine Forest Road is giving us still much trouble. Northbound and even more southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, that has been a disaster so far this evening. North Davis Highway is another one that's been causing a lot of issues. If you're traveling northbound 2 and a little bit past Creighton Road, expect some hiccups there. Same can be said about the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road. And speaking of North Palafox Street, if you are on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox, we are seeing actually more congestion build up there. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, this is the big one over there. If you are on Caroline Street traveling westbound, trying to get into downtown Milton by going over Blackwater River, there's been a lot of congestion there so far this evening, but it does appear to be breaking up just slightly.
Multiple chances for rain as we head into Friday and through the weekend. A chance of rain on Friday sits at about 90%. We have a chance for a few showers and thunderstorms during the day, a higher chance of rain, showers, and thunderstorms during the evening hours. And that rain chance will continue overnight into Saturday morning and Saturday throughout the day as well. Some stronger storms could be possible. Gusty winds, that's what we're looking out for. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
59 degrees right now. It's not supposed to get any cooler than that. Tomorrow's high 73, 80% chance of showers and cloudy skies. Continuing on with some more state headlines here, the Florida Supreme Court today ruling that Marcy's Law cannot be used to shield the identity of police officers who use deadly force. A 6-0 decision is a huge win for First Amendment advocates as well as media companies. The lawsuit was filed after two Tallahassee police officers fatally shot suspects and invoked Marcy's Law to prevent the names from being released.
And there's a University of North Florida poll that has actually unveiled a lot about what Floridian voters are concerning themselves with as of late, starting with the high cost of housing tops the list of problems. That's according
to... Those housing tops, man, I tell you.
Yeah, I think they're called shingles, my bad. No, the high cost of housing, though, that tops the list of problems. Of the 700 registered voters surveyed, 26% said that the cost of housing was their top priority, followed closely by the economy, jobs, and inflation at 25%. Education and immigration were tied for third most at 9% each.
Yeah, and in that same poll, a majority of voters supported constitutional amendments to allow recreational marijuana in Florida.
Support for that is high. It's 67% support, only 28% oppose. This is one of those issues that across the political spectrum and across the demographic spectrums, it has a lot of support across the state.
And in another poll question, 62% say they favor a proposed amendment that would protect a woman's access to an abortion until fetal viability. If the measures were to make it to the ballot, 60% of voters would need to support them to pass.
Did you hear the pun, by the way? He said support for the marijuana thing is high, and he went, yeah. It was his joke.
I wonder if he, in the moment, realized what he had done. I don't think that was intentional.
He chuckled. I don't know. Maybe. Anyways, the state's dispute over a drag show with a Miami hotel is now over. The Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation announced a settlement with the Hyatt Regency yesterday. The hotel will pay a $5,000 fine. The business had been accused of allowing kids to watch a drag show that the state had labeled lewd and lascivious.
Lascivious.
That's it. Okay, I knew I was saying that wrong. That's against state law, and the hotel was charged with multiple crimes as a result.
Yeah, and lastly, we finally made it. The 2023 Atlantic hurricane season is over. May not feel like it around these parts, but it's actually the fourth most active since 1950.
From the aspect of the total number of storms, it was quite a bit above normal, 50% above normal. However, the number of hurricanes and major hurricanes was right at the normal.
Yeah, and despite the development of a strong El Nino, the record warm tropical Atlantic likely made the season more active than initially predicted. 5:30 right now, it's a Fox News update followed by Your Money Now, and it's brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
John Saucier, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, visiting Israel again as his temporary ceasefire with Hamas expected to end soon. He says while the United States stands with Israel, he's still calling for the acceleration of critical aid into Gaza.
The mechanisms that we helped to negotiate and implement have more than doubled the number of trucks getting into Gaza. But this is still not enough.
He adds that Israel needs to follow the rules of war and do everything they can to protect Palestinian civilians, including designation of safe areas for Palestinians in southern Gaza. The Israeli Defense Forces will resume fighting, they say, as they work to dismantle Hamas. Israeli Defense Force spokesman Daniel Hagari.
We are prepared for the attack at any moment in time, tonight as well as tomorrow, at any time. We are complete readiness at all fronts.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The parent company of Instagram and Facebook has sued the Federal Trade Commission in a bid to stop the agency from reopening a 2020 privacy settlement with the company, one that would prohibit it from profiting from data it collects on users under 18. In the lawsuit, Meta Platforms said it is challenging the structurally unconstitutional authority exercised by the FTC in reopening the privacy agreement. Tesla today announced the very first deliveries of its long-awaited Cybertruck, about a dozen of them. The company's website shows pricing starts at just under $50,000 with a premium high-end model above $96,000. Tesla shares today fell 1.8%. For the first time, the NFL is flexing a Sunday afternoon game to Monday night. The league announced today that the Eagles-Seahawks game in Seattle is being moved from Sunday, December 17th to Monday, the 18th. Blue chip stocks rallied today. The Dow Industrials soared 520 points, or 1.5%. The index up 9% for the month. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. AlphaStar Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit AlphaStarWealth.com or call 850-437-3127. AlphaStar Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Berman Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Berman Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
Brace yourself for the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need with a user-friendly design, the perfect flip phone companion. Plus, you'll get nationwide coverage and always free activation. Score 50% off when you use promo code RADIO50. Head over to consumercellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 during checkout to score this deal.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Sports Illustrated named Deion Sanders the 2023 Sports Person of the Year. Don't get me wrong, I love Coach Prime, but how can a coach who went 1-8 down the stretch be the Sports Person of the Year? My only question is, did actual people vote on this award, or did Sports Illustrated have AI-generated voters? Because it seems like the latter can be the only justification for Coach Prime getting this accolade. I'm Zach Gelb. As the weather gets colder, the NFL offers stay hot on FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state. We're offering a wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money. Wager required. First online real money wager only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
It's a Fox News Radio special event, DeSantis versus Newsom, live on Fox News Radio this Thursday. Sean Hannity will present an exclusive 90-minute debate between Florida Governor and GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis and California Governor Gavin Newsom, focusing on the major issues impacting our country, the economy, the border, immigration, crime. Hannity will highlight them all, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox News, Fox News Radio, and
News Radio 92.3 from 8 till 10 p.m.
Came upon the midnight clear.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Lowe's. Save big every day during their 25 days of deals. Be sure to shop daily there for the whole home. That's Lowe's 25 days of deals. So, yes, looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there has unfortunately been much to report on. And while we see some congestion dying down a little bit, some is still very much alive and well. That is mainly the case on Pine Forest Road. If you are traveling north or southbound, does not matter, between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, expect some issues there. Also, if you are traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Palafox Street, that has also been very problematic and is continuing to do so. North Davis Highway, traveling northbound just past Creighton Road. Perhaps you're trying to get onto I-10. That might hold you up for a little while. And we are still seeing some congestion. It's progressed a little bit, but it is still alive and well. If you are on Bayou Chico Bridge, and when I say it's progressed, I mean it's moved off of the water some, but it is still there on Barrancas Avenue, so be sure to look out for that. And in Santa Rosa County, if you are on Caroline Street traveling westbound over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, there is still traffic there also.
All right, and looking at the weather forecast, meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
Heavy rainfall and even the chance for a few strong storms. That's what we have on tap as we head through Friday and Saturday here for Northwest Florida. The rain, showers, and thunderstorms will begin through the late morning and early afternoon on Friday, picking up as we head overnight into Saturday morning. So Friday evening through Saturday morning is the time to stay weather aware. We could see some damaging wind gusts, and some of the thunderstorms could drop a couple inches of rain too, clearing up late into Saturday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much. 59 degrees right now. That is our forecasted low for tonight. 50% chance of showers, up to 80% throughout the day tomorrow. Cloudy skies and a high of around 73. National headlines today. The vote to expel George Santos from Congress is scheduled for tomorrow.
There we go. They go ahead and release this report littered in hyperbole, littered in opinion that would have no decent cop would bring this to a prosecutor or a DA and say, here's our report. Go ahead and charge him.
Yeah. So that was Santos speaking with reporters this morning. They, of course, is currently facing 23 federal charges alleging fraud and identity theft.
Yes, and House Republicans may hold an official vote authorizing their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Majority Whip Tom Emmer told his colleagues behind closed doors Wednesday that a vote could be held in the coming weeks. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy unilaterally launched the inquiry in September without the typical vote needed to do so. Democrats have argued that the investigation holds no power since it was not officially sanctioned by the House of Representatives.
A controversial figure historically, Henry Kissinger, dying at the age of 100. Mm-hmm. The former diplomat and political scientist passed away at his home in Connecticut. Kissinger served as National Security Advisor and later as the U.S. Secretary of State under both Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. He won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973 for negotiating a ceasefire in Vietnam.
And Lori Vallow Dable has been extradited to Arizona. Vallow Dable was booked into Maricopa County Jail early this morning on two murder conspiracy charges. Back in May, she was found guilty in Idaho on six counts of murder, two of which involved her own children, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan.
A gag order against former President Trump in his New York civil fraud trial is being reinstated. Trump and his attorneys are once again prohibited from making public statements about the courtroom staff in the ongoing $250 million civil fraud trial.
And utilities will need to replace lead drinking water pipes within a decade under a new proposed rule from the Environmental Protection Agency. The lead and copper proposal would require utilities to replace the lines regardless of the lead levels registered in water samples. That's designed to prevent future public health crises around drinking water, such as what happened back in 2014 in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Dallas police issuing an arrest warrant for the Bills' Von Miller. He's accused of assaulting a woman who was pregnant in a domestic situation. Miller reportedly left the scene before officers arrived.
My goodness.
Also Thursday night football tonight, the Seahawks visiting the Cowboys. That's on Amazon Prime starting at 7:15. Any particular thoughts on that contest?
The Cowboys are probably going to win that one. I don't know the spread. I don't know if you do off the top of your head, but I would assume the Cowboys cover it. I would assume they have it in their favor, and I would assume they cover it.
Sure, they're definitely favored there. Let me see if I can find that really quickly.
Because their offense has been insane.
It has been. This could be, I don't know if trap game is the word, but
I mean, yeah.
The Seahawks are, what are they, like the seventh seed right now, or they're really close to that edge?
I don't know.
They're either on the playoff bubble right now, or they're right off the side.
Well, yeah, I don't know their exact seeding as of currently, but I know they have a winning record. They're like 6-5,
right? They're 6-5. It's a 9.5-point spread tonight.
Dallas will cover that.
Now, here's what I will say, is that the Seahawks are basically in a must-win spot here because they played the 49ers on last Thursday on Thanksgiving.
Yep, and got beat up.
They play them next week.
Wow.
And then they get the Eagles the week after.
That is an unforgiving stretch.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of like, look, you got to see if you can't get to 2-2 somehow.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Geno Smith is fully healthy. I don't think the offense has been doing that great. They have a rookie running back in the lineup tonight.
Walker, he's still hurt. Kenneth Walker.
Yeah,
III.
So the Cowboys should cover. They should win, but you know, I think it'll be closer than what we're talking about here. So I'm going to say the Seahawks will cover on this one.
Oh, you think it's going to be a bit of a dicey game for Dallas?
I think it could be. I think the Seahawks defense is good enough where they can cause some issues.
The potential is there, absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll see. Also, some NFL news today. So speaking of the Seahawks, the NFL for the first time, you know, the flex scheduling has been a thing, mainly with Sunday Night Football, where the NFL, as the season goes on, and you figure out, okay, this team is great, this team's not. They have the ability to flex out certain matchups that had been scheduled well before the season started, and for the first time, they are going to do that to a Monday Night Football game. That'll be a week 15, 2 weeks from now. It was supposed to be the Chiefs and the Patriots, but the Patriots are so bad that the NFL does not want Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce in primetime anymore. So they're going to have
telling.
They're going to have the Eagles and the Seahawks on that Monday night there in 2 weeks. Also, they're going to be starting up the Saturday slate of NFL games that they do once college football is kind of out of the way before bowls. So you've got Vikings, Bengals on Saturday the 16th, Steelers and the Colts, and the Broncos and the Lions. Those are the three games there. Also, some good news in the world of sports today. Bronny James will be on college basketball courts very soon. Mm-hmm. Doctors clearing him to return to playing basketball after suffering a cardiac arrest incident in July. He's expected to start practicing next week. So, good news there. Health, business, and science knows today. Elon Musk with an interesting soundbite here. He was doing an interview with somebody, and they were talking about, hey, what's up with all these advertisers who are pulling ads from X? Well, he told them exactly what they can do.
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is.
Yeah, so Musk was asked about advertisers who suspended their campaigns on X after he endorsed anti-Semitic posts. Musk did, though, apologize for his recent endorsement of an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, which he called the worst and dumbest post he's ever made. So I guess totally not faultless in that, but that's what he says. I mean, yeah, I mean, if you're going to try to blackmail or threaten him with money, I mean,
you've
got to do better than that.
One of the richest people in the world.
The richest.
Oh, so he is number one currently?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 5:45 traffic and weather. Texter just saying Barrancas on Warrington and as left lane open. Okay. So there's an update there for you.
Yes, it does look like congestion there on Barrancas Avenue near Bayou Chico Bridge has lessened severely. That is good. Also, where it hasn't lessened is Pine Forest Road. We're seeing some congestion northbound heading towards 9 Mile Road, but southbound coming from 9 Mile is really going to give you some trouble. Speaking of 9 Mile Road, we're seeing some congestion build up on North Palafox Street. If you're heading northbound towards East 9 Mile, expect some backups there. Hopefully nothing that will hold you up too long. We are seeing the congestion on North Davis Highway break up a bit, but it is still present, particularly between Creighton and Olive Road. Brent Lane, also, the congestion is dying down, but traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway and then a little bit further west towards North Palafox Street is still problematic. And really the big dog in Santa Rosa County was Carolina Street, traveling westbound, trying to get over Blackwater River into downtown Milton. That has since dropped severely, though.
Heavy rainfall and even the chance for a few strong storms. That's what we have on tap as we head through Friday and Saturday here for Northwest Florida. The rain, showers, and thunderstorms will begin through the late morning and early afternoon on Friday, picking up as we head overnight into Saturday morning. So Friday evening through Saturday morning is the time to stay weather aware. We could see some damaging wind gusts, and some of the thunderstorms could drop a couple inches of rain too, clearing up late into Saturday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Yeah, right now 59 degrees, and that's our forecasted low for tonight. 50% chance of rain tomorrow, 80% chance with a high of 73, and the rain chances are going to continue right at around 80-90% Saturday and Sunday as well, tapering off Sunday night into Monday there. So that's what a look ahead. Also here in some health, business, and science notes, 6 in 10 drivers admit to unsafe behaviors behind the wheel, according to a survey out from AAA Foundation for Traffic Survey. Nearly 23% admitting to excessive speeding. Other dangerous behaviors include texting while driving, running red lights, generally aggressive driving, and driving while impaired.
And delivery of Tesla's Cybertruck is finally starting today with an invitation-only event at the company's Austin, Texas manufacturing plant. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said last month that more than a million people have already pre-ordered them. Interesting.
Yeah, have you seen the Cybertruck?
Yeah, it looks like this might be a little bit before my time, but I'll make the reference anyway, because I'm assuming you may get it. Did you play video games when you were young?
I play sports video games.
Okay, well, I don't know if you played any racing video games in that bunch, but like the way it is rendered, it looks like what you would see in like a 90s video game. The Cybertruck.
You mean kind of like the 8-bit, like
yeah, it's so
jagged.
Pointy.
Yeah, uh-huh. I gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, pretty interesting there. Also, looking at some pop culture notes today, a docuseries featuring eyewitness accounts of the murder of John Lennon is coming to Apple TV+. John Lennon, Murder Without a Trial, premieres on December 6th. The late Beatle was shot to death by Mark David Chapman on December 8th of 1980. The promotional trailer includes a person who says Chapman apologized to surrounding witnesses immediately after shooting Lennon.
And speaking of Beatles, Beetlejuice 2 is a wrap. Contrary to Joe's belief, it was not Jim Carrey, Michael Keaton, who starred in the first one.
My bad on that.
Director Tim Burton announced on Instagram that the film has completed production. The film only had 2 days left of shooting after the SAG-AFTRA strike came to an end. Deadline reports that Warner Brothers is looking at a September 6th, 2024 release date.
I will tell you what movie I confused it with was The Mask.
I was about to say The Mask.
Yeah,
because yeah, that one was weird. I remember watching that when I was a kid.
Also, onlinecasinos.com is offering $2,500 to somebody to create the best elf-inspired dish.
Ah.
The competition is open until December 11th. All participants have to do is submit a photo of their creation. You can replicate Buddy's spaghetti with candy and maple syrup or make up your own. Austin, I fully expect you to participate in this. What are your early sense of what you will try to create?
I don't know. I may make a ripoff of the spaghetti with the candy, you know, and stuff. I may make, like, ravioli with, I don't know, whipped cream. I don't know, man. something nasty is what
I think you got to combine the some sort of visual with the spaghetti. I'm fine with the spaghetti if you wanted to recreate that.
Yeah.
But I think, like, you kind of have to do it in a way where you can visually give it also the sense of when he decorated the store. So if you
That'd
can maybe
smart.
Get the spaghetti and then make some sort of outside thing where you have some lights, you got some streamers, things like that. That's kind of the route I would go there. A 5:51 final break this hour. We got some wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number two of Pensacola right now.
Marcus Point Baptist Church invites you to a Christmas celebration for the whole family. The spirit of Christmas has been a Pensacola tradition over the past 30 years. This year, our special guest will be Joe Kennedy, the praying coach. While we're celebrating, your kids will have a blast with our kids' ministry, plus a free meal for the whole family. It's all happening December 10th at 10 a.m. at any of our three campuses in Pensacola, Beulah, and North Pace. For more information, visit PensacolaChurch.org.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning. The big story from yesterday, of course, was the Pensacola News Journal article about the text messages between Commissioner Bergosh and David Baer, especially where Commissioner Bergosh asks David Baer to go present ideas for redistricting to two other commissioners without going through the official public process, and whether that constitutes a sunshine violation or not. Talked about that, including reading on air all of the texts as the PNJ published them at the 7 o'clock hour. If you want to hear that, check out the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pensacola right now. It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. It is just about 5:55 here, 1 minute early. We'll get a quick check of the roads and weather. Last one for this hour. So right now, a couple things that we needed to touch on in the last break. Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you are just getting on there trying to, or if you are, excuse me, coming into Gulf Breeze traveling eastbound, there was an accident reported there that's going to cause you some severe backups at the moment. And also, if you're traveling well westbound towards Tiger Point on Gulf Breeze Parkway, expect some backups there. We've been dealing with that a bit throughout this evening. In Pensacola, Pine Forest, if you're traveling southbound, coming from West 9 Mile Road towards I-10, expect some serious congestion there until further notice. Other than that, most of the places in Pensacola have died down rather decently, and the same can be said about Caroline Street in the Pace Milton areas in Santa Rosa County.
Heavy rainfall and even the chance for a few strong storms. That's what we have on tap as we head through Friday and Saturday here for Northwest Florida. The rain showers and thunderstorms will begin through the late morning and early afternoon on Friday, picking up as we head overnight into Saturday morning. So Friday evening through Saturday morning is the time to stay weather aware. We could see some damaging wind gusts, and some of the thunderstorms could drop a couple inches of rain too, clearing up late into Saturday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
59 degrees right now. It's going to be 59 pretty much all night long. Tomorrow showers, 73 for a high, 73 again on Saturday. More showers, more clouds, and more gusty conditions. Some of those storms, as you heard there, may be on the strong to severe side, so be mindful there. A couple wacky stories here. So Christmas-related stories, which, of course, we love around here now. PNC Bank does an annual study of how much it'll cost to buy everything from the song 12 Days of Christmas. And this year, thanks to inflation, the answer is up almost 3% at $46,730. Or if you were to buy the items over and over each day, like the song says, that would run you for 364 total gifts, over $201,000. The most expensive gift would be the 10 Lords of Leaping. And that'll set you back $14,539 based on how much it would cost to hire 10 dancers from the Philadelphia Ballet. The cheapest one is actually the 8 Maids of Milken, and that's $58, and that's $7.25 federal minimum wage for 8 women to milk cows for an hour. So
I'm glad.
There you go.
That's what I had been looking into that.
Yep.
A man in Missouri was caught speeding while hauling a house. He was driving a truck with a 70-foot-long trailer-style house in tow. The police tried to pull him over, but he wouldn't stop and led the police on a chase. They even tried to use stop sticks to slow the guy down, but they didn't work. It eventually ended when the guy drove off the road.
Yeah.
Wouldn't advise that.
No, that's not a good idea there. Good news from the world of college football. An Oklahoma Sooners fan was given free teeth and dental work after being ridiculed online for his missing teeth. J.P. Franklin was caught on camera during the game. The Barstool Sports X account shared the picture, creating an onslaught of insults. Not big fans of Barstool. I know, you know, people that are, but
yeah, they're controversial.
It's kind of this sort of thing that you know, can rub people the wrong way. And so anyway, they post this on their X account, and dentist Dr. Brett Francis stepped in.
Why not use this as an opportunity to spin it around and, you know, get this guy a smile after all the ridicule that he was getting? He's just a very genuine guy, and he's honestly, I think this is just one of those meant to be things. Well, he was just kept saying over and over again how thankful he was and grateful he was and thankful that we could connect.
Yeah. So if you went to the post on X, you would see Dr. Francis's post first in the reply saying, "I'm a dentist in Oklahoma and OU alumni. I want to fix this guy up." And he did just that. So very cool.
Did you ever see the guy that they're talking about? I did. I saw
I didn't see it live, but like when I saw the story, I clicked on the post, and I saw the post.
I think I may have seen it live, if I remember correctly. A video of a very compassionate neighbor is making the rounds. He lives next to an old lady who kept coming over in the middle of the night to complain about some rope lights he put up.
Can you turn those lights off?
Which ones?
The ones that are keeping me awake at night.
The rope lights. The rope lights, are they keeping you awake?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Keep them on till, you know, 10 o'clock.
The cops came and they looked at the rope lights. They said they're not shining in your window. But I'll do you this. I'll do you this. I will turn them off at 10 o'clock for you. Okay?
Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. See, what I think what it is, Ernie, I think you just need to come over when you're lonely and talk and have some food and some wine. How about that?
There you go.
But in the end, he offers to turn them off by 10 p.m. every night, as we heard, and invited her to come over for dinner anytime she feels lonely. How
better,
sweet.
Better a man than I am. I would have been get
go
off
away,
my lone
Karen.
Guy. Get off my lawn. Yes. Wow. Let me enjoy my Christmas lights. It's after Thanksgiving. I've been waiting 11 months for this.
Yes.
5:59, hour number 2 in the books. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up.